So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hi, it's Dan Latto speaking. So in this video, let's talk to you about being wealthy and about qualifications and whether you need a degree level education in order to be wealthy. So I can tell you for a fact that the answer is no, and let me tell you why. So I've got 5 GCSEs, first of all. Very proud of us, 5 GCSEs. and has it held me back? Of course it's held me back in some areas in terms of going out and getting jobs, but then it kind of pushed me down this avenue of going and getting into a sales job. And so actually, if I'd have got a degree level education, it might have gotten me a degree level income, and it would have possibly put a lid on that income. Now, I'm not saying that it does all the time, but for someone like me, and possibly like you as well, we're very unique, aren't we? All of us are individually unique. But for people like us, actually, it worked in our advantage not having a degree, because then we don't go out to be employed to do degree type jobs, whereas people with degrees generally get degree type jobs. And yes, on average, someone with a degree earns more as an employee than somebody without a degree, on average. And if you're average, that's great. I'm not average. I hope you're not average. We're all different. We're all unique. We all have different motivations and inspirations and different levels of focus and work and desire and commitment and discipline and all those things. Now, you would argue that, well, I go to university, I've got to have desire, focus, commitment, discipline, all those things. And I would agree with that too. But I wonder if once you've got your degree, you kind of settle because you've got your degree, you've got a good job, and why would you rock the boat if you've got a good job? And why would you go and buy properties and start a business? And you want a good income anyway. Why would you do that? So I think I kind of wonder, do people stay where they are because they don't want to rock the boat because they're onto a good thing right now? Whereas for me, heck, I was working 2 jobs. We'd work 40 hours a week on one job, we'd work another 20 hours a week on another job. And actually, that was really good experience for when I got my 100 grand a year job, which was working, 60 hours a week just on that job. And then when I was doing that, I was doing about 20 hours a week on my property related stuff. But do you need a degree in order to get that 100 grand a year job? Definitely not. I was doing it. It was in sales. It was a tier one computer manufacturer. So I didn't need a degree to get into that job, but I had to work my tail end off. Now, interestingly, the people that we employ for our digital marketing agency are all degree educated. And so it's kind of like, if I'd have got the degree, that could have been me. I could have got a certain level and then stayed there. But for me, I've been investing in property for 20 years, and for the last 20 years, we've been buying as many houses as we can, because houses are something that gives you cash flow every single month. We're cash flow investors, as if you've seen in any of our videos, you probably know that. But really, that's the key to getting wealthy. Having a degree, not having a degree, it just doesn't make any difference. It's your ability to go out and earn some cash. And if you've got an ability to go do that, which we had through our gift of being able to communicate properly. I know you're watching this going, Dan, you can't communicate for toffee. I know that. But we still were able to use the skills and resources that we had in order to close business, to bring in enough money that we were able to earn 100 grand a year. Then we started buying properties. Then we created a lettings agency. Then we created a digital marketing agency. We hired out Porsches and did all these different things, anything to go out and try and find a way of generating income on a regular basis. And now we know how to do that. We're continually out there generating income on a daily basis and moving that spare cash over to yet more property. That's how you get wealthy in the long term. Having a degree is irrelevant. It's your ability to generate cash. If you can do that with a degree, awesome. But don't get stuck with, I've got a degree, I'm on this level, my next one is management, and after that I want to be a director. Why would you do that? That for me doesn't kind of compute. It might do if you've been through that path, through the indoctrinated path of you go to school, you get good grades, you go to college, you get good grades, you go to university, you get good grades. You then go out and get a degree level job, and you work as hard as you can, get more responsibility. Like, this is the whole rich dad, poor dad thing, isn't it, that he so despises. You get more responsibility, you get have a bigger house and a nicer car because now you're a high-level doctor with a PhD. It just doesn't compute for me. And so actually not having that and not having a connection to that has actually worked really well for me. So if you've not got a degree and you think that's the holy grail, I can tell you right now that it's not. Because I know people with degrees and they're stuck in a dead-end job that they hate. I also know people who've got degrees working in Tesco's. So, you know, it's your desire, your ability to make cash. That's the bit that makes a difference, not your qualification that you get on paper. Hope that's useful for you. We'll speak to you in the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.